And welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and check out all the great photos and videos and so forth that we post. Jude Ponton's attunement for the spring solstice or spring equinox is up, and you can listen to that, get a nice balance. Gosh, when we get our guest up here, I remember posting a picture of Tucker, her dog, and all the ribbons and awards and stuff, because they're still doing that. And I'm wondering if I am good to bring my bring our guest on. Nathan is talking to the phone, and I'm not sure if he's talking to Janice and crew, who are getting technically set up for the show. I know they are with us. But as I mentioned that, I thought I might get an eyeball from Nathan and a cue as to whether or not we were good or not. But he's not there. He's back. So are we ready to get started, or is there something going on?
We are ready to get started. We can just have Janice unmute there.
All right,
and then we'll be good.
We are. It's been a while since she's been with us, but always one of our most popular guests for at least probably more than the last 20 years. I mean, we've been on the air almost, 30 years now. Can you believe that? The founder and I think president, and I call her the chief cook and bottle washer for NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com is where you check them out. But Janice Gianforte is with us. Good morning, Janice, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hi, it's great to talk to y'all on the West Coast again.
Oh, good to hear. Now, Nathan, she sounds like an echo now to me. It doesn't sound as strong as it was before. Did you change something?
No, she's just in a different spot, probably.
Okay, so Janice, talk to me again.
Okay, I am here.
All right, well, I guess it still sounds a little strange to me, Nathan, just so you know. All right, so Janice, gosh, it's been a while since we've talked. And the first thing I want to know is, because, we are up here in Washington State. I'm in the Monroe area. Jason or Nathan is coming from the Factoria, Bellevue area. And it's cold and rainy here. But I think you're in a better weather area. And you're down in Florida, are you not?
Yes, I'm actually almost in Orlando. We have a big trade show that we're doing next week for the pet industry. It's called Global Pet Expo. And every manufacturer that makes anything for the pet industry is going to be here with their products on display. There's probably like 1,500 booths here.
Wow, that's a big show.
Oh, it's one of the biggest in the country.
And what was the name of it again?
It's called Global Pet Expo, and it's only for people that have business with the pet industry. Like, you can't like walk in. It's not open to the public. It's only open to people that have retail pet stores, veterinarians, groomers, people, anybody who has anything to do with the pet industry is welcome to come, but you got to be like a wholesale person.
Uh-huh. And so you'll have a booth there and you will be educating all of these retailers and so forth about the NuPro products.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm hoping they're all coming. We pay a lot of money to go to these shows, and we hope that the retailers come out with their people and their staff and get educated, see what we have, get a presentation. We have taste sample packets. We have all kinds of posters for them and shelf talkers and all that stuff to educate the people that walk into your pet store about our products.
All right. So you normally, if my memory serves me correctly, you live, unless you've moved, you live in New Jersey. Is that right?
Yes. And we drive down to Bradenton.
You've driven down. And so it's you and your husband?
Yes.
And then Tucker, you brought the animals too, huh?
Oh, yeah. Tucker the dog and Jasper the cat.
So you're all in a vehicle pulled over at the side of the road now? Is that what's going on?
Actually, I think we're in a Burger King parking lot or a Waffle House or a Denny's. I think it's a Denny's.
All right. See, we all have to have the right mental picture. Okay. So we got Janice and her husband. We got Tucker the dog and the cat. And they're in the Burger King parking lot in Florida. And what's the temperature down there?
About 82 degrees. It's actually breezy. It's nice. We're under a tree. We parked under a tree. We're good. And, it's that dreaded working vacation. We came down a couple of weeks ago to get some R&R, but now I have to work next week. So whoever coined that working vacation, I have a word with that person.
All right. So, and you do this, I mean, throughout the year, there are kind of expos or shows like this to showcase, you know, animal products and foods and all that kind of stuff. Go on around the country in different places. Do you do a lot of these trade shows around the country?
Yeah, it all depends, because we also have smaller shows that we do through the year for our distributors. So our distributors across the country will have open houses. So this is like the big, major, big, we're like the dog food people. They'll bring in booths that probably cost like tens of thousands of dollars, three stories high inside these convention centers.
Wow.
And just to like show how great they are. And, everybody puts their own thing together. They have their nice booth set up. And sometimes they're smaller, like a distributor that has only a certain number of products will have their open house. And then you come and set up a smaller display for them. And their local retailers will come in, sometimes from two or three states, maybe four or five states, they'll come in and they'll come to these shows. Sometimes they put on elaborate dinners. Sometimes they have like shows that they'll put on, performances and things. They make it worthwhile for the people, the retailers, to come out, because they want a little bit of something to do too sometimes, not just walking around booths, but they want to be entertained. They want to have a nice dinner. So they put on really good things for these people to come in and see. And yes, sometimes I do them around the country. The opposite of the Orlando show is in Las Vegas, and that would be in August, and that's called Super Zoo.
Yeah, Super Zoo, that's the one that I think most of us know about out here.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, I'm thinking in my mind as you're talking, Janice, because NuPro has been here, it's been part of the animal world family for decades. But I'm going back, because we used to, there was a pet supply distributor, Evergreen Pet Supply, here out in the Northwest, that would have one of these big, a trade show like this once a year. For all the products that they distributed, and then, the pet stores and retailers and all of that would come in and get to meet everybody and get educated. And I was a part of that. Our radio show was a part of that. And I'm thinking that maybe, is that how we met? Did we meet through Evergreen at some point? And do you remember how long ago it was?
I remember Evergreen. And yes, that's how we met. How long ago? Gosh, we're probably going to talk about years older than some people in your audience.
Yeah, that's what I know. I think it might have been, Nathan, how old are you?
In my early 30s.
Oh, okay. Well, then
I might be one of those people in the audience.
Yeah. Well, he was just a toddler probably when we met. But yeah,
Yes.
anybody 30 or younger, may not have been here when we met. But it was that long ago.
Yes.
That we met at one of these events. So they actually pay off and all that good
Yeah,
stuff.
Evergreen actually got bought out,
They
and
did.
that's why they're not here anymore.
Well, they got forced out. It was not a pleasant experience.
And sometimes it's not, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, oh boy, do I miss them. I
I do
miss
too.
them.
They were wonderful people.
Oh gosh, they were so wonderful, and they've specialized kind of in all the really good, natural, holistic, wonderful products, speaking of NuPro. They only did the good stuff.
Yes. And my good friend Patty, unfortunately, she passed away a couple of years ago from cancer, but she was working for and always was a representative at these shows for Northwest Naturals, which is a wonderful raw food. And yeah, and I got to meet her actually at that show too.
Right, that's amazing. Amazing how far we go back. Well, for
Yes.
any so we should talk about for anybody that, hasn't been here before when you've been around or hasn't been paying attention when we talk about it, NuPro supplements. I always say, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about NuPro and what NuPro is all about.
Well, actually, I like to coin it as saying that it is the first nutritional smoothie for the dogs. So, yeah, so I call it the first nutritional smoothie for the dogs because it is a powder and it makes an awesome gravy that the dogs absolutely love.
Oh,
And we
that's a
know now.
nutritional smoothie. That's a good
Yes.
one because you
Yeah.
mix the powder in with the food and a little water and it makes a gravy.
Yes. And so back then, all those millennia ago, we didn't have smoothies, but now everybody knows what a smoothie is. And you're putting the same ingredients that we're giving you for your dog in your own smoothie. Bee pollen, kelp, flaxseed, nutritional yeast. You're probably not doing fresh liver in your smoothie, but if you're doing iron or B vitamins, that could be part of it. But yeah, all these nutrients are in there and the real whole food. Which sets us apart from everybody else because sometimes you could read a bottle of nutritional powder and it gives you all of these micrograms, milligrams, A's and B's and C's and all this stuff, but you don't know where the sources are, where they're getting all those nutrients from. But with the NuPro, you're reading right on the label. It's real food, it's real stuff. That's why it works so fast and so good for the animals because it's not a concentrate. It doesn't have to go through your system, and then your body only uses a certain amount because, as you know, if you take a B vitamin, that when you use the bathroom, you have what I call expensive pee because your body cannot absorb all of those nutrients at once. But with the NuPro being it's a whole food supplement, it's like them eating their food and it's getting absorbed in the right way, the way your food should be getting absorbed.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Now I since I have never we don't ever talk about this, and I thought we should just at least mention because I've never owned ferrets or been around them. But they make great companions. There are a lot of them out there. What kind of products for ferrets does NuPro have?
It's a lot of the same ingredients that we have in the dog supplement because the ferrets need this too. They want a nice shiny coat. They want to be healthy and they need these ingredients too because a lot of people still don't buy ferret food. It is really expensive ferret food. So a lot of people feed their ferrets cat food because they're more akin to the cat part of it than the canine part of it. And they will do that. So the ferrets need these nutrients just as much as our dogs and cats.
So you have a supplement for ferrets that's just like the supplement for dogs.
Right. For the
All right.
cat, we make nuggets.
Now for yeah, so that so next would be so NuPro makes NuPro nuggets for the kitties.
Yes. And the reason why we did that and not a powder, because a lot of people feed dry food and they'll leave a bowl of dry food out for their cats all day. So if you're going to make a gravy and put it on top of that bowl of dry food,
Not gonna work.
And then it sits out all day. I mean, it's not really. I mean, your dogs eat their food right away. Your ferrets do too, but the cats a lot of times tend to walk away. Although when you put gravy on the cats, they love it too, and they try to steal the dog food all the time. I'll have a lot of customers call and say, my cat is staring the dog down. Is it okay if the cat has the dog's gravy? And I'm like, absolutely, it is. The cats can love the gravy as much as the dogs do. It's not a problem. You don't have to worry about it. And it's really funny because I get so many calls of people saying, can my cats have the gravy too? Because they're trying to get the dog's nose out of the bowl.
Well, it's real popular stuff, that's for sure. And I often recommend products for picky eaters. It's a great way to get dogs that are picky eaters and don't eat. If you put the NuPro in there, they gobble it right up.
Well,
And
yeah,
for
because
we're
what dog?
talking about the kitties and the NuPro nuggets, they're the best cat vitamins I've ever found. And those little nuggets, they're so popular. The cats really, really like them. And so I know I have a friend that shakes the container to get her cat to come back in the house. I used to have to use the NuPro nuggets to sprinkle on. I had a cat that was really picky eater, but if I sprinkled the NuPro nuggets on the food, she'd gobble it right up.
Absolutely.
They're
They love it.
really, really palatable, and they're small little nuggets, but boy, the cats just love them. And so that you can use them as treats, you can use them to spiff up their food so they're more excited about eating it. But boy,
And
they
you can even grind the nuggets up and make it into a powder or make it a gravy for the cats too. There's three different ways of feeding it. You can mix it into their wet food. You can feed it as a treat. You can crush it up and make it a powder and put it into their food. How I always say, however kitty likes it, because kitties are persnickety.
Well, yeah, and you know the rule, cats rule, dogs drool.
Oh, absolutely.
So cats are the
Totally.
body. Dogs have masters, cats have staff. So you serve your kitties, and one of the ways you can serve them well is by getting them the NuPro nuggets.
Absolutely. In my house, I have three cats. They all eat before Tucker does. He sits there and drools. I have to pick up, I mean, I have a lot of drool on the floor as he's watching me feed the cats because they won't have it any other way. There's like, no way am I feeding the dog first.
Yeah, well, that's the way it's supposed to be. All right, I'm looking at the clock. We need to, since it's the last hour of the show, we have to kind of stay on schedule because Nathan just kicks us out of here when the show's over. He doesn't let us stay. Anyway, so we're going to take care of advertisers. Janice and crew will stay comfortable, I'm sure, in the 82 beautiful degrees down
Oh,
in
beautiful.
Florida, outside Burger King. So you guys hold on. We're going to take care of advertisers, and we will be right back. Animal World continues. More with Janice from NuProSupplements.com right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDAWashington.org.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan, inviting you to tune in and join me on Talk Cosmos Sunday, March 23 at 1 p.m. Pacific, for the Turning Season panel focused on the spring equinox energy through the insightful lens of vibrational astrology with Linda Berry. Discover major frequency patterns influencing the entire spring season. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos Sunday, March 23, 1 p.m. on KKNW AM.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. They have the wonderful Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall in the Canyon Park area of Bothell. It's on the Bothell-Everett Highway. They've got the Linwood Community and the East-West Bookshop in Edmonds and the new Heart Song Retreat in Lake Stevens. And you can check them out at anandawashington.org. A lot of great classes and events coming up. We'll be talking to Robin on the first Sunday of April, and I think she's got some great classes coming up, meditation classes, I think, and so forth. Anyway, we'll be talking to Robin. Check them out at anandawashington.org. We heard from our wonderful Dr. Nils Rasmussen. He is our neuroenergetic balancer and one of the most gifted healers I've ever met. You can check him out at his website, healingministryforanimals.com. His YouTube channel is just Nils Rasmussen, and probably more than 50 before and after video segments of this neuroenergetic balancing and before and after the treatments, you know, and paralyzed dogs, no drugs, no surgery, 4 to 7 treatments, they're up and walking. It's jaw-dropping miraculous. So check him out on YouTube at Nils Rasmussen and healingministryforanimals.com. He will do a free telephone evaluation if you want to talk to him about how he can help your animal friends. And you just fill out the contact form on the website. Say you want to talk, he'll arrange a phone call. You want to join his private membership group. It only costs $10 for a lifetime, and then you get his newsletters for free and can join the free Zoom classes where he's actually teaching us how to reset our own animals, their nervous systems, and how to reset ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's really amazing. So healingministryforanimals.com. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. You can shoot me an email at animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. We are in the middle of a conversation with one of our favorite guests, and that would be Chief Cook and Bottle Washer for Nupro Supplements, and it's nuprosupplements.com if you want to check them out online. And Janice is with her husband on a working vacation. With the Tucker, the dog, and the cats there too, and they're kind of cuddled up in their truck, under a palm tree in a Burger King parking lot in Florida. How is that? Yep. Getting ready for the big pet supply and product expo coming up. It's one of the biggest one of the year, I think you said. Anyway,
yeah, pretty much.
Big, huge thing coming up. And before we get back to talking about the Nupro supplements and stuff, I've got it in my head. I'm seeing Tucker, because Tucker is your cattle dog mix guy. And isn't he, and your kitties with you, and you were talking about how feeding the kitties first and Tucker having to sit there and drool. But Tucker's a pretty special dog. So how old is Tucker now?
Tucker just turned 6. And I do 7 different sports with him.
I'm just totally amazed. Well, not only that you can keep up with him, but that you're doing all this. So what sports do you do with Tucker?
Well, just recently, we do a lot of scent work. which would be almost to what you would see a police dog doing in an airport or around a shopping mall. Tucker learned how to identify four different smells that they use in competition, and it's different areas that he has to find. Now, they have a vehicle search. He's got to find this scent, and this scent would be on the tip of a Q-tip, and it's just a drop of that oil. It could be birch. It could be anise. It could be
clove.
And there's a couple of other scents that they know. We taught them over training to do this. And right. What really blows the mind is how awesome the dog's nose is. We have something called buried, which they will put sand or water about 2 feet deep in a plastic container with a screen over the top of it. And that Q-tip is on the bottom. And that dog can smell that scent through that sand or through that water. Now, obviously, with the water,
wow.
it's gonna go up, and you're gonna pull it a little bit on the surface. But just think about 2 feet down that dog can smell the scent on the tip of a Q-tip and all that sand.
Wow, amazing!
And yet, and he'll hit it with his paw and tell me that's where it is.
So you do the nose work
that's
with
one.
Him.
That's the nose
one.
Work, right?
All right. What else?
He's got his master's excellent in dock diving.
Oh, yeah, and dock diver. That's now yes, y'all have diver. Seen the dock diving on the dog competitions on TV, and that's where you know they throw the bumper out over the water, and the dog runs down the dock and jumps after and to get the bumper.
And that's a team sport. It's not as simple as just that. That takes a lot of coordination. A lot of times the dogs watch you walk. Sometimes they break their sit and they want to, and they go, and you got to tell, you got to point back and go back there and sit. You know, for dock diving, you cannot have two people on the dock, only the trainer and the dog. For NADD, which is North American Diving Dogs, you can have two people. Me is the person that's going to throw the bumper and another person to hold the dog. So if you have an over-anxious dog who really doesn't want to sit as you're walking that 40-foot ramp all the way to the end of before you get to the pool, sometimes you need that second person. But you got to have a really well-trained dog. Tucker is, and he will sit for the dock diving. So we have our semi-pro master title in dock dogs and our master's excellent title in NADD dock diving. Tucker's furthest jump was 25 feet off the dock, and that put him in elite class.
Wow. Wow. What's the longest distance that the best dogs jump on a dock dive?
Some of them can go 35 to 38 feet.
Holy moly. Wow.
And those are your smaller dogs. Sometimes your crazy Malinois, greyhounds, and believe it or not, the Whippets, I think, hold the record.
Huh, Whippets. Huh, Whippets, greyhounds, and Malinois. That kind of makes sense. All right, so now we got the dock diving. What else do you guys do?
We do barn hunt. And that's where they put a rat, a real live rat that's been trained in a PVC pipe. The dog can't get to it. It's got air holes in it. And they bury it out in what they call a barn. That's why it's barn hunt. And they bury it in straw, either behind a bale of straw, under straw, in a corner somewhere. The dog can't see the canister. He's got to find the rat with his nose. But they also have dummy ones out there. They have rat bedding out there. They have rat poop out there. So they try to fool the dog. And all the canisters look alike. So I got to trust my dog. And when he's out there looking, he's got to let me know that it's a rat. When he finds a canister and doesn't react to it, I know that he says it's not a rat. Now, being from Arkansas, this dog knows how to find a rat.
All right.
That's that. So, yeah.
So, barn hunting. Okay, so we got scent work. We got nose work. We got dock diving and
barn hunt.
Barn hunt.
He also has his intermediate trick dog trainer, intermediate trick dog title.
Wow. All right.
And his open in barn hunt. And what else do we do? We just started doing tracking, meaning that we'll, and the object will be one day there won't be food out there that he has to follow on a trail. The trainer will go out and drop little tidbits of food and to show the dog to go to a right or a left or straight. The object of this game is he has to find the glove. And the glove has a scent on it. It could be a person scent, my scent. It could be a food scent. But I'm just kind of learning the game myself. But at some point, Tucker is going to have to go from point A to point B without a food trail. It's not like Hansel and Gretel. And he's going to have to find that glove and it could be half a mile away, and he's going to have to find that just by tracking the person's footsteps and whatever pieces of whatever scent that person, it's almost like a bloodhound finding a lost person.
Right.
That's you're kind of training for that. So they think that how the dogs are able to do that, and again, we won't really know, but these dogs can probably smell or scent dead skin cells that come off of us daily, all the time. As that trainer's walking and putting that glove somewhere, this dog's going to have to track that guy and find that glove with no food and no trail, and they can do it.
Yeah, so it's two different sports. When you're talking nose work, they're searching specific scents
right.
that are hidden in like a room or a car or you know a building, and they go in and they search for that scent. Now,
yes.
with a tracking, a track is actually laid. Like I used to, Janice, one of the things I did in my earlier decades when I worked in veterinary hospitals, the hospital I worked at, we took care of the German Shepherds for the Seattle Police Department. You know, we were their vets. So anyway, I got to be a dummy for them. On Friday nights, they would set up, the police would go out and do setups and practice hunting bad guys. And so the night I got to go with them and help, they took us down to the worst part of town, down south, a really dangerous and awful part of town. And we're talking in the middle of the night, pitch dark. And so then they dropped me off at one place, and then they had me walk several blocks. And of course, they and the cruiser was going next to me on the road because we were just, I was just walking the path down to, and several blocks away. And then they had me crawl into some blackberries and hide in a blackberry bush.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Now, this is the middle of the night in the worst area of town. Now, and then they have to age the track. And I can't remember 30 minutes or 2 hours. I don't know how. It was a long time, though, it seemed. And then they went off and did other police business and left me there in the blackberries.
Oh, my gosh.
For all this, you know, for the track to age. Okay,
yeah.
So then when the time limit was up, then they brought, you know, the police dog to where they dropped me off in the first place and where I started the track. And then, of course, now I'm hunkered down in the blackberries in the pitch dark with a big sleeve on my right arm, you know, the big padded sleeves
yeah,
that, you know, when you got an agitator that's agitating a dog and they come and bite the bad guy, they bite the sleeve. So I'm in the middle of these blackberries with this big old sleeve on my arm. And sure enough, at some point, that dog came down and found me and came in and got me, drug me out anyway. But what an experience that was. So that's more... That is my story related to the difference between nose work and then tracking. Is they're actually tracking a human scent to a glove that the human drops at the end of the track.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So,
it's pretty fascinating.
So you're relatively new in the tracking world right now?
Yeah, we actually just started it. We've only done it 4 times because, of course, in Jersey, once you have winter and the temperature goes beyond below 25 degrees, the trainer sends out an email and says, guess what? We ain't doing it today because I don't want to freeze out there.
Right, right.
So we've done it 4 times, but amazingly, the first 3 times, they put the food down and then it gets less food and less food. The food's further apart the way he drops it. The last time we did it, he only put a couple of pieces of food down, and darn it, if that Tucker didn't make a left turn in the middle of nowhere, and he knew where to make a left turn because he was actually tracking that guy's footprints.
Yeah, and I would imagine that it would be easier for him to learn tracking because he's already knows the nose work. He already knows how to use his nose.
Right.
I found out early in my Robbie's life, I did nose work with Robbie for a couple of years, which he was fantastic at. But up until then, I assumed dogs knew what to do with their noses, but they really don't. It was amazing doing nose work and Robbie learning how to use his nose changed his life. It was amazing what a difference it made when he knew how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he can stick his nose up in the air and he can track that scent right to the fence, and then he can track it down and know, you know, and it's amazing. But he wasn't able to do that until he learned the nose work. So anything, any other sports that you're doing with Tucker?
Well, pretty much I think that's about, we did rally, but I stopped it because I've got like two left feet and looking at the sign and then, okay, I got to go right, left, what? You know, and Tucker would just sit there and look at me like, okay, what are we doing? So being the energetic animal that he is, I said, you know what? When he's 10 years old, we'll go back and we'll visit rally again.
Yeah, rally is more a competition form of obedience, little exercises and stuff. So, So you'll wait till he's older to do that.
He wants to sit down more and he's not like, where's the pool and where's the scent work and what am I doing here and why are we sitting and why do I have to go in a circle around you? Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. I continue to be amazed because it's amazing to have a dog that is that well-rounded that can do all the different types of competition. And then to have an owner that can keep up with him, you're doing Nupro and all of that. I don't know how you do all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I imagine it keeps you in pretty good shape.
It really does. And usually when I tell people what I'm doing and where I'm going and what I'm doing, they say I make them tired just by telling them what I'm doing.
All right. Well, okay. You've worn us all out. So we are going to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. And then when we continue, I want to spend what time we've got. We're going to talk about the Nupro supplements for dogs, what's available. And Janice is going to educate us in terms of what's in these. We got a new phrase, smoothies. We got smoothies for dogs now. I didn't even know it. Anyway, you're going to find out what is in the smoothies and what do they do and all the ingredients and all of that, because this is a product you can actually recognize the words. Anyway, so stay right where you are. All the information on the Nupro supplements for dogs and the great nutrition and all of that. More with Janice and Nupro straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make Nupro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. Nupro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. Nupro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with Nupro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NupronSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And check out our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton. Whispering Dragon Center is open and in her home in Shoreline now. Great location, easy to get to, and lots of parking, and what a gift to be in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes, the acutonic forks, and she does incredibly wonderful and gentle chiropractic, and the acutonics are much more powerful than needles with just acupuncture. She can work with you in person, which I highly recommend, but she can also work with you remotely, energetically. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And of course, you heard of our wonderful newprosupplements.com. And instead of me telling about you, we're just going right back to our guest. We are fortunate to have with us the woman responsible for these wonderful supplements, and that's Janice Gianforte, and she is joining us under a palm tree in Florida. So good morning again. Well, good afternoon with you, Janice.
Yes, good afternoon for me, yeah.
And is the sun out down there?
Oh, it is the Sunshine State, so yes, it is.
Uh-huh. All right. So, yeah, just imagine, everybody, 82 and sun, and we're under a palm tree. There's the Burger King sign. and Janice and her husband and Tucker and the cat all in the car. Yeah, what a great picture. All right. So
yes, it is. And you know how I get the litter box? We have a pickup truck with a cap on the back, and I designed where you open the window in the back of the pickup truck, and I have his litter box right up against the window sitting on a chair so that when we're traveling, he can crawl right in the back and use his litter box and nobody has to see it.
Oh, well, how cool. Great setup. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, before we run out of time, we got to talk about, I think I've got to be your most popular products would be the dog supplements.
Yes, the regular and the joint support. And the difference between both is just that the silver one has the glucosamine, the MSM, the ester C, and chondroitin mixed in it. So it's got all those other nutrients, the bee pollen, the liver, the kelp, the flaxseed, nutritional yeast. It's got everything in there that they need for skin, coat, allergies, immune system, and joints. So, excuse me, and so we took our original formula instead of saying, well, you're going to have to buy this for skin, coat, immune system, digestion. Now you got to buy this for the joints. Nope, we just took our original formula, made it into a silver label, and everybody that has a working dog or a dog like mine that does sports, and we forgot about the lure coursing and fast cat, Tucker's gun 100 yards under 7 seconds.
Okay? Wow.
He's done that too. He's got his big ribbon for that. So yeah, you want to keep your dog in super shape and do sports because everybody's doing a lot of sports with their dogs now. The AKC, UKC, there's a lot of people out there doing sports, and you need something to keep that immune system strong and keep that dog out there active. And even if you don't have that, you jog with your dog, you want to play with your dog. You don't want a dog when he's 9 years old sleeping on the couch all the time and he doesn't get up, his joints are hurting him, he can't jump in the car anymore. You got to use this because it's going to activate the whole body. It's going to get that dog off the couch and want to do stuff with you again. Don't lose your puppy at 10 years old. Get your puppy back. That's what this stuff does.
Wonderful. Now, you've got, you say, the regular formula, and that's the gold label.
Yeah, that's the gold. The only difference between the both is that the gold does not have the joint stuff in it because you don't need that for young adults and puppies.
All right, so let's first establish who should feed the gold label the regular formula, and who should feed the silver label. So, so if you're not not raising a working dog or competition dog or sports dog of some kind, you're just regular folks and a companion dog in the family. When they're young, you can feed the regular formula.
Right, exactly. I always say a large dog at around 4 years old, you should switch to the joint support, because now you want to have something that's taking care of those joints. You don't want to wait until your dog is 6 or 7 years old and he's starting to get up a little stiff, because now the damage is already there. Try and get the glucosamine into the system prior to that, because you want to do preventative measures. You don't want to wait until you have a problem and then say, oh, now we need to solve this problem. Give the animal stuff that's going to prevent the problem from happening in the first place.
Okay, so just a normal dog living a normal city life. We start them young. They go on the regular formula, the gold label.
Yep.
And then at
yep.
4 or 5 years old, we switch to the silver label.
Yes, because then now you're wanting to practice prevention, which a lot of times in this country we don't do. I know on your show, Martha, you talk about prevention and giving people heads up all the time, but most people don't understand about this, and they need to know that they need to do practice prevention before you have a problem with your animals.
Right. Now, now what I want to know, with the silver label that does have the joint stuff in it, you're saying that if we're raising competition dogs or working dogs or really active dogs, that they can go on the silver label
yes.
when they're younger.
Oh, yeah. I would do that when they're after a year old, because that's when you're starting to get them into training. So you definitely want to keep those joints well oiled and ready to go, so that you're not going to have any issues.
Yeah, because like they have to be a year old before they start agility.
Yes.
Seriously and stuff. Okay,
right.
So we would feed the gold label for the first year of their life, then switch to the silver label for the rest yep. of their lives. So
right.
it sounds like there's no reason why we can't yep. give the silver label to young dogs as
oh,
well
no.
as old dogs.
Okay. And what if the dog had a problem? What if he broke a leg, God forbid, or got hit by a car? Something happened. You have damage there. You have to give this earlier, because you want to repair that damage and make sure that that dog doesn't get arthritis from that, or at least have issues down the road. So yeah, this is all about prevention and keeping your dog's joints well oiled. If you're doing something with them, even if you're not, you want to have a healthy dog, because this is also going to help stop excessive shedding too, especially you guys with the labs and golden retrievers and dogs with a lot of hair. This is going to make a big difference.
Yep. Speaking my language, I was just going to say that's the one dramatic thing I can tell you about NuPro is if you got a shedding breed of dog, which I do, and I've always said, you know, I could carpet the planet with golden retriever hair. And if Robbie's not on NuPro, what I would see is the tumbleweeds of golden retriever hair blowing around the house. And every time you move some, there's another tumbleweed of golden retriever hair everywhere. But when he's on NuPro, the hair stays on his body. I don't have all the tumbleweeds of golden retriever hair, and I have to actually brush him, and it waits until he goes to get his grooming. It really is truly miraculous how the hair stays on him, even if they're a shedding breed. So it's highly recommended for that. Now, we don't have a lot of time yet, Janice, but I want you to go through, like, the silver label. Can you tell us, you know, the ingredients in there and what they're for? Quickly.
Yeah, well, you definitely have your liver that you need for the B vitamins and iron. You have your Norwegian kelp, which is the best kelp in the world, not from Florida or California or Oregon or New Zealand. Norwegian kelp is grown in that deep, dark, cold water up there in Norway, and all those nutrients are there, and it's a less polluted place in the planet. Then you have your bee pollen for your enzymes and amino acids. That's awesome for building muscle, especially with us working dogs. You want to have that muscle nice and tight. Then we have nutritional yeast, not brewer's yeast. There's no grains in this product. Nutritional yeast has got your B vitamins, and that's for your skin and coat. And the reason why the animals don't shed with the tumbleweeds is because you're nurturing those hairs, so when they grow out, they don't fall out. The reason why the hair falls off the dog is because it grows and it dies. Nature wants to keep that hair on the dog and without the nutrients, because the last thing that gets nutrients when an animal or we eat is our skin and their hair. So if there's not enough nutrients, that's why the hair keeps falling out. But the NuPro nutrient will keep the hair on the dog. And then you got the flaxseed. Yeah, you got the flaxseed for the oils. You've got the lecithin in there. You've got calcium. You have lactobacillus acidophilus to help them digest. So everything is in here to maximize what you're feeding your dog and fill in all the gaps. And we're just, you know, if you're feeding raw, you need this. If you're doing kibble, you need this. If you're home cooking, you need it. There's no diet out there that this is not required.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And it's one of the very, very few dog products out there that actually has nutritional yeast in it. Yes. When you see brewer's yeast or brewer's rice on a label, it means it's already been used by the brewing companies.
Yes.
So it's crap off the floor after they made beer or something.
And they really tell you what's in it. They can't say.
And it is often is an allergen, but so if you want to do good with yeast, it's got to be nutritional yeast,
right?
And
this is all human grade and organic, so this is not stuff again scraped off the factory floor. I would like to just give one quick little.
Well, wait a minute. I just want to repeat. Did you hear that, everybody? Human grade and organic.
Yes.
Human grade and organic. That's really, really important. And that's why Nupro is better than anything else. All right, go ahead, Janice.
I just want to give a shout out to the Life Spice product with the turmeric, curcumin, and medicinal mushrooms. I know we don't have time to get into that, but if you have a dog with fatty tumors, compromised immune system. I hate to say the word cancer because I'm really not allowed to say that, but you know, our animals, when they get older, they get the same diseases as humans, and we have to fight these things. And this is an awesome product to fight that. It's got everything in there that will help. It's like the golden paste. If people do that, when they're sick.
And you call it, it's called Life Spice.
Yes.
And it's a powdered form as well.
Yes.
And Ken, if your dog's already on the silver label of the Nupro supplements, you can add the Life Spice, and that's okay to give both of them?
Oh, yeah. You can give both. Not a problem at all. You could definitely
give both. And is the Life
both.
Spice only for dogs? Can you give it to cats?
Or you can have it for cats, too.
All right. Wonderful. Now, then, where do we get the products?
You can get them in a lot of your local stores. You can get them online. You can get them from our website. I really do like people to support their local stores, though. If you have it in your area, ask for it. We have distributors across the country. Not every store carries everything, but these are mom and pop stores. We're not in the big stores because I choose not to be. I support the small working person across the country. And these larger stores, without naming them, a lot of times put the local person out of business. And I try to give the local person, your hometown pet store, something that the big guys don't have.
Like the Nupro supplements for dogs are available at Bridges Pets and Water Gardens, where I shop. And if you can't find any of the products in your stores, they're all available on Amazon. And you can check them out, NupproSupplements.com. Now, we are totally out of time. So, Janice, thank you so much for pulling over and spending some time under that palm tree and talking to us. We're going to try to get Janice back for a longer time in May when we are June or whenever we have the next extra Sunday. We're still working with the schedule, but we're going to try to get her back on for more time. But anyway, Janice, thank you so much for all your time. So good to hear your voice again and catch up. And hopefully it won't be too long. We'll have you on again soon.
Oh, that's awesome, because I would love to shout out to my kitty people. I do nursing home pet therapy with my cat, Kitschy, and every month we dress up for the holiday, whatever holiday it is that month, and Kitschy goes in and gives love and kisses to the elderly people, and we love doing that, too. That's another thing that I do.
How wonderful. We'll hear about that next time. Thank you, Janice, so much. You have a great afternoon, and enjoy the sunshine. Send some our way, will you, please?
I will totally do that.
All right. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye.
All righty. Wasn't that fun to catch up with Janice? And we are out of time. So thank you, Nathan. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Next week is Encore Sunday. You'll hear a repeat of our healing show with Nels and Linda, and you can receive a surrogate healing just by listening and following along with Linda's instructions. And then we'll be back in 2 weeks with Shelter Rescue Sanctuary show as usual. So thank you, Nathan. And I should call him Bigfoot. Thank you, Nathan Bigfoot. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animals better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.